B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A woman has allegedly been caught stealing multiple pairs of jeans from a clothing store. She was filmed removing her loot one layer at a time after putting them all on at the same time to try and hoodwink security guards. Apparently, she had eventually put on 8 pairs of jeans.
Oh, 8 pairs what? Of jeans?
Yeah.
Going up to what size?
That's a damn good question. The unnamed woman stands in a bathroom as she takes off pair after pair after pair until she gets down to her panties. As she removes the clothes, a man filming can be heard counting them as she leaves them around her ankles. In total, she had 8 pairs of jeans on. It's believed that the woman was filmed in a bathroom in Venezuela, although the exact location is not known. The country is currently going through political crisis with hyperinflation, civil unrest, escalating starvation, crime, and high mortality rates. So I'm sure people are stealing jeans.
Well, how lucky the pervert had set up cameras in the bathroom.
Exactly. All right, so this man's life was saved, but this very well...
Is this the preface?
This could make Kathy puke.
All right.
This particular story. So, quick-thinking surgeons on board a flight from southern China had to improvise to save the life of an elderly passenger who had almost a liter of urine trapped in his bladder.
Oh,
the unnamed passenger ran into trouble around 10 hours into the China Southern Airlines flight to New York on Tuesday after complaining to cabin crew that he couldn't urinate. With 6 hours to go before landing, Dr. Zhang Hong and Dr. Shai Zhengzhang had responded to the pilot's call for medical assistance. A passenger was placed on the floor on his side, and Zhang said he had to assess the situation quickly. He saw that there was a risk his bladder could rupture.
Oh, boy.
And that could kill the person.
Absolutely.
All right, so he said that his abdomen was bloated, he could not sit still, and was sweating a lot. He was going into shock and may have suffered a risk to his life if we didn't tend to him urgently. His family said that he had a history of prostate enlargement, so we suspected this was causing urinary retention. The doctors punctured the passenger's bladder.
Oh, my God.
And improvised a makeshift catheter using a plastic tube from a portable oxygen cylinder, a syringe from the plane's first aid kit, a plastic straw from a milk carton, and some tape.
That's awesome.
This is like,
Apollo 13. Yeah.
However, Zhang discovered the syringe needle was too thin, so he had to do this. He then siphoned out the urine using his mouth, sucking most of the fluid over half an hour, and then spitting it out into an empty wine bottle.
Kiss boy.
Mm. Wait, this was a doctor?
This is a doctor.
Wow.
You're gonna die.
He said it was an emergency situation. I couldn't figure out another way.
Well, what are you going to do, right?
He said, when I saw that the man could hardly bear the pain anymore, my own thought was how to get the urine out of his bladder. The passenger laid down for another half hour to recover and was examined by a doctor upon landing. Apparently, he's going to make
Could have been worse. Could have been fecal matter.
Yeah, he could have had to suck the poop right out of
Anybody
that
got a spork?
Body. Yeah.
Oh, God. Dear God.
Wow. But this dude did it, saved the guy's life, man.
Oh, my God.
Kathy, you want to see a picture?
Yeah, there's a picture of him sucking the pee out of the guy's body.
Yeah, that's him with the two thumbs up.
Through a straw, yeah.
Yeah.
Dear God.
That's good piss.
All right. A South African lawyer was shot and killed by a falling gun in court on Monday in what has been described by local outlets as a freak accident. Mm. Adelaide Watt, a senior state advocate, was in court when a loaded gun on display fell and accidentally fired a shot. The weapon, it was in court to be used as evidence in a home robbery case. Watt was struck in the left hip, was taken to the hospital. She later died from that.
So this is evidence in court.
Yeah.
Falls down, discharges, and kills someone.
I don't know why it was left loaded, but police are investigating the incident, and they're calling it a case of culpable homicide.
That's what I would call it.
School officials say ground-penetrating radar has located in Tampa, Florida, 145 graves on the ground of a high school. Hillsborough
High School prank.
County School Board Chairwoman Tamara Schamberger said that the graves are located 3 feet to 5 feet beneath portions of Tampa's King High School.
Jesus.
School district officials learned in October that the mid-20th century Ridgewood Cemetery for the Indigent and Unknown was located on property later used to build the school.
The school's rival football team had gone missing.
And it's pretty wild, the overhead picture they have of it. I mean, there's just caskets all over the place there.
That deep, that ground-penetrating radar is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's been used to search for some of the 250 people buried in Ridgewood. The newspaper says records show that part of the cemetery was on land now occupied by the school's gym and the main parking area. It is the second lost cemetery discovered this year in the Tampa area, by the way. And then we'll do one more story and wrap it up this way. Would you ever wait in line to sniff crap from a wild animal?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
People are doing that at Wuhan Zoo in China, waiting to get a sniff of droppings from giant pandas.
Are they particularly pleasant smelling?
Those who have given it a sniff say that it has a fragrant smell.
Really?
It's fragrant? Crap is fragrant.
This is going to rock your world, but it smells like poop.
You can smell that.
Yeah.
Others said it smells like bamboo or bread.
Well, go figure. They eat bamboo.
Pandas are actually poorly adapted for digesting bamboo, so their droppings mainly consist of broken bamboo leaves, and apparently it smells like bamboo.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A woman in Utah is facing criminal charges that could force her to register as a sex offender after allegedly being seen topless by her stepchildren inside her own home. Tila Buchanan, 28 years old, was working with her husband in their garage when they both removed their shirts to prevent dust from getting on them. The children, ages 9 and 13, saw the couple both topless, and when their birth mother later heard about the incident, she mentioned it to child welfare officials because she was alarmed about it. The stepmother was charged with 3 counts of misdemeanor lewdness involving a child, and the husband faces no charges.
So the kids happened upon them or in the same room or...
I don't know the details. If convicted, the woman could be forced to register as a sex offender for 10 years.
I don't know the full deal. It seems kind of weird.
After a court hearing in Salt Lake City, Buchanan spoke out against what she views as a double standard regarding topless men and women. She said, "I was in the privacy of my own home. My husband was right next to me in the exact same manner that I was, and he's not being prosecuted."
No bra or bra?
No bra. Over the bra. No, but prosecutors
totally bra
argued Buchanan was under the influence of alcohol when she now keep in mind it's in Utah,
yeah.
Okay, that she was under the influence of alcohol when she removed her shirt and made a comment that she would put it back on only if her husband exposed himself. Several states.
Well, this is a wonderful story.
Around the U.S. have been engaged in debates over whether women should be allowed to be topless in public. Hey, man, I had my pants off in the studio this morning.
Absolutely.
And I didn't see any cops breaking down the door here. A group called Free the
Nipple. I rubbed one out in Bill's office.
Oh, God. That's...
Oh, that's it? That's too much?
That's a different thing.
We need a printed handout.
That's crossing the line.
A group called Free the Nipple has had mixed success in fighting on behalf of women who want to be treated the same as men on the issue. The judge expects to reach the decision in about 2 months. By the way, Kathy, I don't have the itch on my leg anymore. It went away for some reason or another. I don't know why.
Maybe it's because you took your pants off at work earlier this morning.
Whatever it was fell out of there, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
I think your medicinal kisses really helped, Kathy.
What do you want me to say? He had no pants on.
Yeah.
Newly released surveillance video from a gas station shows the moment a car crashed into a gas pump, causing an explosion and fire. Police say Clemente Torres was allegedly impaired, was behind the wheel at the time of the fiery crash. Torres lost control of his Mustang after making a U-turn as he pulled out of the gas station. In the surveillance video, you can see it crashing into another car and then plowing right into the gas pump. A moment later, the gas pump burst into flames.
Wow.
Police say Torres ran away from the fire and then tried to walk home, but was later tracked down and arrested. Once police found him, they could smell strong alcoholic odor on his breath. He scored a .241. That's pretty lit up. Blood alcohol concentration.
Yeah.
During his field sobriety test. He was on his way to DUI court for a previous DUI arrest when he lit the gas station on fire. The cost of the damage made to the vehicles, the gas pump, and the overhang is expected to be about $25,000.
Could have killed someone.
Easily.
Easily.
Mm-hmm. An exotic dancer has filed a lawsuit against a popular Vancouver spa after she claims a laser hair removal treatment left her with white cheetah-like marks all over her legs and bikini area.
Is this what you showed me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it's bad.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
It looks like
It looks like she has scales,
too. It's like significant scarring.
Yeah. Danielle Nadeau had said, "I honestly would not wish this on anyone. It's been such a horrible 5 months." She tried. She was tired of shaving and waxing for her job. She decided to have a series of laser hair removal sessions at Ideal Image Med Spa. But her eighth appointment in June felt a little different than the previous one. She said it always felt like a rubber band being snapped. That's what most people equate it to.
Right.
I was used to that. I expected that. And this time, it was just incessant pain the entire time. And at one point, I was biting my fist. She says that she complained, but the person performing the procedure didn't seem concerned. She left the spa with her legs feeling swollen and hot. I said to my partner, "It feels like I'm standing in boiling oil. I've never had this experience." Over the next several days, she said hundreds of welts began to appear on her legs and bikini area. Said at first it was just a bunch of little red nickel-sized dots all over my legs, and they puffed up, and they were tender, and it hurt. Eventually, over time, those flaked off, and now I'm left with hypopigmented white dots all over my legs and my Brazilian area. She says the marks are difficult to hide with makeup, and they're impacting her job as an exotic dancer.
So, what is the prognosis? It looks like,
I don't know what they can do. Yeah, I have no idea. Nadeau hired a lawyer, and she's suing the spa in civil court for lost wages and general damages as
Can she dance at the aquarium?
I don't know. This is pretty interesting. Visitors at the Oakland Zoo in California might be hesitant to visit the grizzly bears because of the visibly cracked glass at the exhibit. Officials said Tuesday, though, the animals aren't at risk of getting out. The glass was shattered when a child had repeatedly hit it with a rock. And I mean, it looks like it's going to crumble to pieces. And
yeah,
right on the other side, you can see a grizzly sitting there. Well, the image of an 8-foot, 900-pound bear...
Should have the folks at Tesla take a look at
behind a broken glass might stop some people from visiting the exhibit. The spokesperson said that it was only the laminate area that was shattered.
Yeah, it's just the laminate.
She says the bulletproof strength glass at the enclosure where four grizzly bears live is made of six separate panes, each of which is an inch thick.
Right.
The zoo is currently on the hook for the $67,000 it will cost to replace the glass. Yeah. Officials were unable to locate the family after another visitor reported the child. They got the hell out of there.
Of course.
Right after the kid broke it.
I don't care what they're telling you. You see a cracked glass in front of a polar bear. Yep. I'm going.
And then finally, a 16-year-old boy is accused of helping smuggle drugs into the U.S. via a remote-controlled car.
Awesome.
I mean, like a little RC race car. Border Patrol agents said they arrested the teen around 12:30 a.m. Sunday after they spotted someone with two duffel bags walking along the U.S. side of the secondary border wall about a mile west of Otay Mesa.
Otay.
Oh, man.
When agents caught up to the teen, they said he was hiding in thick bushes with bags, which were filled with about 50 bundles of meth. They also found the RC car, which officials said was used to drive the bundles from Mexico to the U.S., likely controlled by someone on the southern side.
Pull over, Buckwheat.
Agents believe that it would have taken multiple trips back and forth with the small car to transport such a large quantity of drugs. There were 56 pounds of meth. Yeah.
Wow.
That they found. Yeah. And an estimated street value of over $100,000. That's what it says here, pounds. So that would be a lot of trips with that little
tiny car.
Yep.
It's adorable.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.